Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A Shocking Blue bringing us back. Little Venus. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stacey Brown Randall is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust, author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. Stacey, I need your website, please.
StaceyBrownRandall.com, and Stacey's with an E.
All right. Which I guess put the E in the middle there. Stacey, thanks again for being here. I really love that you're continuing, you're working so hard on referrals, because I just think, I love talking to salespeople about the quantum leap theory, the quantum leap effect, which is where, as time goes by, the work that you did today will manifest to next year and the year after and the year after, and could and will actually give you years where you'll get more business than the work you put in because of the work you've already done. And nothing helps you do that more than referrals. And so I really thank you for continuing to keep this up. This is such an important thing. No matter how we change how we sell, referrals haven't changed. Getting referrals is still the goal, the holy grail. But I want you to talk to us a little bit for a moment about prospecting and doing business in a time where we are right now, this window that we're in right now of with the coronavirus, with doing business and getting referrals. What are your thoughts? What are you seeing out there? What are people telling you? More people are working from home, that kind of thing. How do we continue to do business these days?
Well, I think that this is probably an ever-evolving situation for us. I think for us, where I am in the United States, and I think for most of the United States, though not so much around the world, they've been in lockdown mode in most areas, we're just starting to see that. So this is like our first day of the kids being out of school, which will continue for the next couple of weeks. And I think in the beginning, everyone's going to be figuring it out. It's going to be focused on childcare, figuring things out. So getting people you were supposed to meet with, lots of grace, asking them, are you still comfortable meeting for coffee or lunch, or would you prefer to do it virtually? You know, just to try to keep the meetings you have, to keep going, and just doing it in a way that makes everyone around you feel comfortable, because everybody has a different opinion. There are some who completely believe we're overreacting, and then some who completely believe we're underreacting. Mm-hmm. And so just giving some grace in that perspective and being willing, you know, to like figure out, like, how do I keep moving forward, right? How do I keep what I have planned to keep going? If you're in an industry where that's appropriate, how do I keep it moving forward? It's really like just trying to keep what you have on deck as consistent as you can. And then understanding that some people, they can't go grab coffee right now because they've got three or four kids at home. And so it's going to look a little bit different. But I think what's most important, you know, from that perspective is if you have relationships built with your referral sources, you don't actually have to be meeting with them if you're trying to practice social distancing.
That's the beauty of referrals, isn't it? It's the original virtual business that works when you're not there, right?
That's so true. But here's the thing, and this is what I see. So what I've told people is, and especially people in my community, is if you don't have a strategy in place to generate referrals, like you're not following mine or somebody else's, now's a great time to learn one and start going through the education piece to get yourself ready when we come out of this on the other end. Do not think you're going to wake up today and be like, I'm going to have to go get some referrals because I can't get this any other way. You can't manifest referrals and snap your fingers and have them happen overnight. Referrals is the long game. So if you have a referral sources in place, nurture them, reach out to them, see how they're doing, try to stay top of mind with them, but make it about them, not about you getting a referral. Trust me, it always comes back to you. That's part of the system I teach. But the other piece of that is if you don't have referral sources, don't think you can go get some this week, because you can't start developing a relationship with people when you can't actually communicate with them, whether it's on the phone, Skype, or face-to-face. But start learning about how to put a referral process in place that will serve you when all this is over.
Well, I can't tell you how happy I am to hear you use the term long game, because that's the essence of that quantum leap I was talking about a minute ago. You can't set yourself up a year, 2, 3 years from now to having a quantum leap year where you do twice, three times as much business as the work that you put in, you can't accomplish that if you're not playing the long game with the referrals. Because you don't, I mean, sometimes referrals are immediate, but for the most part, they're not. They're in the future sometime, and they're not on your schedule. You have to. It's like planting the seeds, isn't it? If you're planting referrals, is nothing if not agriculture. What do you think?
Absolutely. We actually talk about the language we use with our referral sources so that they actually think about us from a referral perspective as planting referral seeds. That's actually something we talk about in great detail. And you're right, whereas you don't command when a referral will happen. If you have a referral strategy in place, though, you can expect some level of consistency if you're playing the long game and you're doing the right activities on an ongoing basis. You can get to a point where you actually have a certain number of referrals you receive every year that you can expect. You don't expect them every Monday, right? But if you do this long enough, there's this benchmarking I love to look back on with my Growth by Referral students where they're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting 40 referrals every year, and this is how I build that into my overall business plan.
The people that I know who are rich, who have been commissioned salesmen for decades, and they've never had they're not VPs, they're not venture capitalists, they're literally just commissioned salesmen, and they are rich. They haven't done it from prospecting, they've done it from referrals, if you want to get rich as a salesperson, do it with referrals. So first read Stacy Brown Randall's book, Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. It's a tight little book that will help you. StacyBrownRandall.com is the website. Hey, Stacy, good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.